Burt Show.
All right, Melissa, how does Love Lost and Found Again work very quickly here?
It is where someone is out and you find a connection with somebody and then you get kind of nervous because, you know, toward the end, you don't know what you're going to say when you have to part ways, and then you don't get the phone number. You have no way of contacting the person. You think you've lost them forever. So you give us a call and then you give us all the description of where you met, what they look like, everything about them. We give it to our Burt Show listeners to see if anybody out there knows them, and then if they do, we reconnect you.
Such is the case with 22-year-old Justin, who went to Love Lost and Jack Your Lantern, and ended up like really digging this 45-year-old Anna Milfie that was there, totally digging on it.
He thought they really had a connection. It wasn't just that she was hot. I mean, that was definitely
deep,
helping.
Deep connection.
But he felt like they really had some, you know, maybe not a deep connection, but some chemistry going on. And he was like, I don't care. I think that she's hot. I don't care about the age difference. I want this woman.
So he goes and to put her number in his cell phone and somehow screws it up because he's all hammered and stuff. And he comes on with us to try to find her. And we did. And it was a pretty easy target. I mean, a 45-year-old hanging out at Jack Your Lantern was a pretty easy target. So
plus any Jack Your Lantern one, too, because of the costumes and everything. It's easy to narrow down. Like, this is a sure thing for him.
This was a slam dunk here.
So, I mean, he had no doubt. That's when he put the pen to paper.
Walking through the Jack Your Lantern party at the compound, trying to talk to every female that came around. So I'm chilling at the party posted by the water fountain, dressed as a gay cowboy from Brokeback Mountain. Looking all around, and I saw from an angle a nice-looking woman in her costume read Fallen Angel. I asked for her number, even though it was kind of risky, and if she said no, I would just have said I was tipsy. We split our different ways to enjoy the party further, but I forgot what her name was, so I saved it as Hamburger.
Oh, my
After
God.
After the part, I went to my car and ended up real mad because I was so drunk, I deleted her number, and I needed it real bad. I felt ashamed and so out of place, like an apple in a pumpkin patch, till Q100 saved the day and helped me find my match. Now, Bert may think of you as Anna the Milfie and more, but we all know I'm Ashton, and you're my Demi Moore.
And, my goodness. That was fabulous.
And here's the last part. And if it doesn't work out between us, I'll be sad. But what the heck, I'll introduce you to my dad.
I still think it was great. It was effort.
Effort. Yes.
And that's all the women want, right?
It was
I just
effort.
Think that he should have ended it on the Demi Moore line. That was cute.
Yeah. So what the heck, I'll introduce you to my dad.
Hey, Justin?
What's going on?
Dude, you're not calling us from a bathroom, are you?
No.
Okay, sounded like there was an echo of a bathroom.
He's just listening to himself.
Oh, I gotcha. How you doing, man? Because the last time we talked to you, you were on with Anna Milfie, and you guys said you were going to go hang out over the weekend. And Jen Hobby thought that Anna Milfie was just being nice, just to be nice on the air.
I'm sorry,
I didn't
Justin.
Feel that, though.
I mean, I really, I hope that it went well, and I hope that she was just maybe embarrassed about being on the radio, but I kind of got the vibe that she was placating you.
I think she may have gone out with you and done all sorts of stuff to you that you never even imagined could happen.
You think they went Kama Sutra page 1 to 120 this weekend?
I think she did stretches before she took him out. I think she limbered up, went into like a steam room, loosened up the muscles, and I'm surprised you're even okay right now.
Did you guys even meet this weekend?
Yeah, actually, we met up at a compound again.
Very nice. Okay.
Saturday night, and we had a couple of drinks and danced around for a little bit. We had a really good time. She's a really nice person. But I think all that's there is pretty much just the friendship between us.
Mm. Why?
You know, seeing the age difference and everything. You know.
What happened?
Well, that didn't bother you at Jack Your Lantern, so what was the difference?
Well, you know, I think it's more on her part. Mm. You know, it really doesn't matter. You know, I can see her. I think she wants to date, you know, a guy her own age, you know. Has his own house and all that stuff and making the big bucks, you know. But I guess I was too young for her, you know. We get along just fine. And, you know, we hung out pretty much for like 2 hours at compound. And, you know, we danced and everything. I bought her a couple of drinks and laughed and had a great time.
White Russian.
So are you convinced that if she was younger or you were older that there would be a follow-up date?
I'd like to think so. You know, I'd like Anna even if she was 65 years old. You know, I think she's a really pretty woman.
Oh.
I like her personality. So, you know.
Oh, what a good guy. What? So how did the date end? Like, when did you know on Saturday that things were not going to progress?
I guess, well, I went to the restroom and
came back and she was gone.
I was like, wait here. And I came out and then she was gone.
Well, she really was gone.
And then, you know, I was like, she called me and said she was waiting inside because it was cold. But, you know, compound's so big, you know, heck, I couldn't find her after that. I was kind of tipsy walking around, so.
So there you were, kind of like aimlessly searching for Anna Milfie.
Well, after that, I couldn't find her. She kept text messaging me like, hey, I'm waiting on you. I'm here where you left me. So after that, I just snuck into VIP and started dancing with some random girls.
So you just left her?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't find her when I came out. You know, I walked out of the bathroom, and I'm like, well, where'd she go, you know?
So she's still wandering around compound like those right Alzheimer's patients that get out of the home that we hear about. She's trying to find her way back.
Justin! Walking around compound even right now.
So you never saw her at the end of the night?
No, I never saw her at the end of the night. She sent me a text message, and she said, you know, did you get your ride home? And she was like, you know, we'll take you. And I said, yeah, I got my ride home.
She
was like, well, have a good night.
So you blew her off, dude.
She still could have given you a ride home even after all that.
Well, I'm assuming you hooked up and you got a ride home from somebody else.
No, just one of my buddies drove me home. Okay.
Well, you could have driven home in her Cutlass.
No, that's wrong. Come on.
So here's the thing, though. I'm thinking like...
signal on the whole way, 15 miles an hour.
She's got those... She's only 45, man.
I know.
She's only 45.
She looked really hot Saturday night, too. You know, she was banging.
See, I'm thinking that the two of you guys really didn't want to find each other because you text her, you tell her exactly what bathroom you're in front of. She texts you back and says, I'll be right there. And she walks back there, and then you guys see each other.
Yeah.
It's really pretty simple.
She says she was waiting inside to the left, you know, how they block it off with a tent and compound.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, you know, there's, like, so many places right next to the bathroom I didn't really know. There was a couple of people there, so, you know, it's hard to find people,
You got confused.
Yeah, I was confused.
She won't come on with us this morning for whatever reason. She doesn't want to talk about it.
Okay, really? Yeah, well, that's fine. Well, I don't want to embarrass her. You know, she's a mom. She has kids, you know, and a wife and everything. Man. So I really don't care about my image. You know, I do at some point, you know, but it doesn't really matter to me.
Well, I think she felt ditched.
Yeah, you blew her off, dude.
I was playing hard to get.
No, you weren't. Were you?
No, I'm just kidding.
You were playing.
We're just friends, I guess. You know, but it's cool though. You know, not many 22-year-old guys have a hot ass 45-year-old mom as a friend. You know, so I mean, I hope we're friends. You know,
for sure, dude.
I couldn't say that when I was 20-something.
Yeah, I know. So you know, if I ever see her out again, at least you know we can talk and dance. You know, and just chit chat and all that. So
there was never any specific conversation by her though, saying you know what, this is just not going to work. Let's just hang out.
Yeah, I think she's dating, you know, I think she's been in a relationship with, a guy her age for maybe the last couple of months. So, you know, just kind of left it at that. You know, I didn't really go on any further. And then, you know, she asked me about my dad. And, you know, I told him where he goes to party a lot. You know, I told her, you know, maybe that they should hook up or something.
Do you think that you were, like, insulting her the whole night and maybe you just didn't realize you were?
No, you know, she told me, she was like, you know, you're a very sweet young man, you're very polite, very mature, you know, I mean, obviously, if she thought I was annoying and, you know, a nuisance, she wouldn't have even called me to begin with to meet her at compound, you know.
Maybe you shouldn't have taken her to compound the first night, maybe you should have taken her to
Well, no, I didn't take her there, she just showed up there, and I was actually going somewhere else, and she called me and said, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to Fever, and she said, no, go to compound, so I went to compound instead. So it's kind of like it really wasn't even a set date. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should have like an official date and take her to one of them talking
picture
shows.
Well, I mean, you guys could tell on the radio she really didn't want, you know, a set date. You know, she said it's my friend's, you know, birthday and we're going out to celebrate, you know, so.
She's doing the group date. That's what those 45-year-olds do.
Yeah, the group thing.
The group thing. All right, man. Sorry it didn't work out for you, but you had a cool night with her, a couple of cool nights.
Yeah, it was cool.
Did you write any poetry?
No, I didn't have any more poetry.
No poetry.
Yeah, actually, she told me Saturday that she had a poem for me.
Oh, really?
But apparently, I guess she doesn't want to read it. She must have forgot it.
You went to the loo and then said F you.
That's a good starting point, maybe.
Wait. Here she is.
Oh, she's here?
Yep, I think she's here.
Okay.
Hey, Anna.
I can't wait to hear this.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. We were just talking to Justin about a very disappointing Saturday night.
Okay. Was he disappointed?
Only that he couldn't, like, you know, like, finish off the night with you, that you guys lost each other. He said you had a great time, but you guys kind of, like, lost each other.
You're one of those wanderers.
Yeah, well, it's the big place. It's I lost him. He went to the restroom, and I never saw him again. I thought maybe he ditched me, but that's all right. That's okay. We had a good time.
Now, Justin, you weren't ditching her, right?
No, I wasn't ditching her. I came out of the restroom, and I didn't see her. And so I tried to walk back, you know, just to wherever I thought we were at last, and I didn't see her. She said she's inside at a bar, but heck, you know, there's 20 bars in downtown. So.
Well, that's okay. We had a good time. It was fun.
Yeah,
we were there with a bunch of girls.
Nice
and
woman, so. Yeah.
It's just a one-time thing for you, though, Anna? There's not going to be a follow-up date or anything like
that? Yeah, I don't think so. I'm good friendship. I mean, he's a really nice guy. And but I'm dating somebody, and I'm really interested in that person.
Okay.
Now, I'm still just confused about how you can lose each other outside a bathroom. I mean, you know. I mean, I know that can,
well,
be, I
can, a lot
I know
of
that can
people
be a tricky
in that
thing.
Place.
Well, the losing I can understand. It's the... Because like
never finding each other again,
right? Well, I can give you a perfect example at Compound Saturday night when we walked in, we ran into Jen Hobby, and we were with one of the owners of the club, and we lost him. Like, he kept walking, and we stopped to talk to someone. So, but we found each other again. Like, you can always find each other,
right?
Do you know what I mean?
You
like,
text, you say exactly where you are,
right?
And then
it's like, okay, don't. Which is what happened. You send him an
don't
email,
move.
Boom, don't move. I'm coming right up there, and then we all walk up, and there he is, and it's, you know, done and. Whatever. Like,
either way, it doesn't matter. She's got a guy she's seen that she's digging. So
I think she ditched him.
You think Anna ditched Justin?
I do.
Did you?
I didn't hear that.
Did you ditch him?
No, absolutely not.
Did you
did
make
not.
It a little bit too hard for him to find you?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I enjoyed his company. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And all the girls that were there just thought he was great. And he was very polite. And we had a good time.
It's got to be very flattering to you.
Yeah, it is. It was a little embarrassing at first because I thought, you know, I'm too old for as old as my son. But it is a compliment, and like I said, he was very nice. So he wasn't rude or anything or sarcastic about anything or, you know, he was very nice.
So this was basically you just met up and that was all it was intended to be. Like, this really wasn't a date.
It wasn't like a real date.
Well, if he wasn't 22. I would be interested in him. He's got a great personality.
If he was 25, would that change things?
I don't think so.
30? Would 30 change things?
Maybe 30.
30.
Maybe 30.
All right,
absolutely.
Justin.
That's I'm a young 45.
I'll have to call you back in eight years, I guess.
Yeah, call us back in 8 years. I'm sure we'll be doing the same thing. All right, you guys.
All right.
You guys want to wrap this up? Am I forgetting anything?
No. I mean, just
seems
like
hopefully you guys have found me a day, right?
Well, it sounds to me like you're doing okay for yourself, for sure.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah. And whoever gets to get on date with him or have a relationship with him is very lucky, so.
That's sweet.
Well, I appreciate it.
Do well.
Each other.
That's a nice endorsement.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Bye,
bye.
The Burt Show.
It was a riveting minute and 20 seconds yesterday of a call that we took about a guy named Ethan. We will play it for you here in just a couple of seconds. Good morning, Jackie. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good. Now, even before you tell us what you did, we all totally understand. You know, it's like you just go through this period. If you don't have that cooling off period, you're capable of doing just about anything.
Mm-hmm. You see red. You're so irate. You wanna hurt somebody.
What was the infraction that got you so crazy?
I was about 14 years ago. I was dating this girl, and I had went to my mom's and come back. We were living together, and she was in the backyard with this other girl doing some things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, we got in an argument, and she left with her. Well, when she left and we took all her clothes out of the closet, all her clothes out of the drawers, went to the basement, cut them up, took lighter fluid, put them on them, and lit them all on fire.
It's a waiting to exhale moment.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. But the stupid thing was I could have caught the house on fire.
Oh, you did in the basement, too.
Yeah, you don't even think about
that. Yeah. Well, that'll happen. That would have really taught her a lesson if you'd burned the house.
You have no home to come back to.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why there are no guys on the line, because when we're in that period, that just got burned period, the way that we lash out is we go and we have sex with the closest available woman. We can't calculate quick enough. We're just angry, and it all goes back to sex for us.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Christina. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I just really wanted to comment on what you were talking about this morning. I dated a guy. Well, we lived together 4 years and had 2 children by him.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved. We made a decision to move with his family to Florida. I came back to Atlanta for a while, but I went back to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I was here, he had met somebody else.
Mm.
And he didn't tell me. So, I mean, you know, keep in mind I have 2 children. So I kind of wanted to make everything work out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I found out about this chick, and I just went crazy. I was like the devil. Now, my kids are like a year apart, so that means I was going through postpartum.
Oh, boy.
Depression, and I just felt horrible. I felt like nothing. So I cut all his clothes. He had a lot of Timberland boots, a lot mm-hmm. of stuff that this chick had bought him. I made sure I bleached them.
Right.
His dad lived by like a lake. I just threw some of the stuff in the lake. Everything that was around me that was his, I just completely tore it up.
So if you're going to cheat, if you're going to cheat on the girl you're with, the key is to have a lock in closet. Because I'm saying it so far.
Some of the stuff wasn't even his, and I tore it up. But I just angry, and, you know, you do things when you're angry that you turn into a whole other person. That's what I was.
You're like the Tasmanian devil. You're just going in a room, and I don't care. There's a shirt there. I'm cutting it up, or I'm burning it, or I'm throwing it in the lake.
Well, when you're in that period, I think one of two things happens to you.
Uh-huh.
You either start to calm down as you're doing this, or you start to get angrier and angrier.
Right. I think it made me even... oh my God, I was just so angry. I was so angry I had to leave and come back to Atlanta because I didn't want to just, like, you know, spend time in jail or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's really mad. I was so mad I had to leave the state. That is mad. 404-741-1005.
Voices, Kaiser, please.
That's so great.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You are on the Voice Disguiser. Nobody can recognize your voice.
Okay. The only reason I wanted to be on The Voice Disguiser is because I'm actually a silent devil. He doesn't know that I did this.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Mm.
The silent devil is the worst kind.
This is even more psychotic. Yeah.
So pretty much I decided to stay in Atlanta. I got a job somewhere else, and I started dating this guy for about 8 months. And, you know, I decided not to move and stay with this current job that I have for him. And I found out he was cheating on me in that jail. So I was living with him. So before I moved out, I took his toothbrush and I cleaned the toilet with it.
Yeah.
And this is the worst thing that I did ever, and I feel really bad about it. I cut a hole in the carpet and I put a piece of shrimp underneath the carpet.
Some shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
so it would start to stink up.
Damn.
That only a woman could come up with
an
idea.
That was clever.
she rolls the blueprints out on the desk.
I know there's probably baggage and it smells horrible, and he just cannot figure out what is that smell.
Damn. That is awesome. You know, somebody listening right now just went like, that's it.
I got to give you some shrimp.
I have been trying to come up with something to do, and that's it.
Now, it seems to me like one of two things happen also when you're in this stage is either that everything is a big blur to you mm-hmm. and you're just cutting things up and pouring bleach and setting things on fire in the basement, or you become uber focused and you think shrimp in the carpet.
I was very focused.
Yeah, that's
like said, hey, I don't want to do anything that he can call the police on me about. Oh, but I want to hurt him, but I don't want him to know.
I just imagine some women like in the basement with exposed light bulbs swinging as they have the diorama or the miniature village, you know, built on how they're going to do the plan.
Yeah, I had a blueprint. I planned it out. Had an agenda, this first, this next.
Beautiful. Thanks for calling, Nicole.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Pulled like the ski mask down over mm-hmm. her face.
That is great.
So this is the mentality on the show yesterday. I think we just came out of talking about something. I think I even said to Melissa, here's what we're going to do next.
Yeah.
And you lead us through the next 5 minutes. And then this phone call comes in, and Jeff just writes up, we have somebody that wants to do a public service mm-hmm. on the Burt Show. The call came out of absolutely nowhere yesterday. Mm-hmm. And when it happened at the time, what you're going to hear is some beeped out names. Jeff and I were so shell-shocked by the whole thing that we didn't even hit delay. So the people that you hear in this clip, somewhere around Atlanta yesterday, were called out by their coworkers or friends or family members, and it was really, really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
She says the full names.
Full names.
You won't hear it in the replay, but the first time it aired, it was the full names. And we definitely encourage this behavior.
Yes. We don't believe in a cooling off period at all. Like when you're really, really, when you're at the height of your anger, you call us. You don't cool off. You don't call your best friend. How dare you?
Right.
Why would you even think that?
So this is the call we take yesterday. It comes absolutely out of nowhere. And the mentality we're thinking is she just found out.
Yeah.
In retrospect, she must have just found out this guy was screwing around on her. And she's like, she can't come up with the shrimp in the carpet idea.
Right.
She can't come up with the bleaching the clothes or the setting the clothes on fire in the basement. So the first thing she does is she picks up the phone and she calls us.
Hello. Hey, I just have a public service announcement for one of your listeners.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to say to Ethan that Ethan shouldn't leave his laptop up and running on the kitchen table when his girlfriend spends the night. Especially if he's been trading emails for months with a married coworker that he's been doing at lunch and after work.
Oh.
Because if she wanted to, Ethan girlfriend could email herself all of his contacts and forward herself all of the emails that you have exchanged with the slut.
Oh.
And as soon as she gets home, she could email all of those to all of your coworkers.
Oh.
She could even take drunken, naked vacation photos from the 4th of July weekend and send them as well, so everyone, including the slut you were doing, knows about your shortcomings.
Oh, boy.
And to the whore named Sarah, who is married, you are a piece of trash.
Oh.
And to her husband, Raj, I'm going to call you and tell you everything when I get home tonight. So I hope all of you have a great day.
And she was gone.
And that was
it. She was out.
I don't think Raj is going to have a good day.
Well, maybe depending on what she did with him last night, maybe he had a great day.
Yeah.
And once again, the names of those people were clear as day yesterday. Clear as day. So somewhere around Atlanta, there was a lot of friction going on because of that.
First and last names, loud and clear.
And I'm a little disappointed that we haven't been forwarded those emails yet. So
yeah.
If you work with them, you can go ahead. You know where to find us.
Like normally after something like that, the guy will call up to say, please don't ever play that again.
Yeah.
Or somebody will know these people and call us back and say, oh, I work in the office with these people. You don't even know what this happened.
Ooh.
Hey, Angela, good morning. You're
so
on Q100.
Busted.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Have I got a story for you guys?
Okay.
I was dating this guy back in 1998. I had a son for him, was pregnant with his daughter, found out he was cheating on me with this girl, taking my son to her house, saying that it was his sister's son. And when I found out, I completely lost it. Not only did I take a horse leather belt to him, and he had to jump through the window. When he jumped through the window and I couldn't get a hold of him, I got a hold of his brand new 1998 Honda Civic his dad just bought him. And his dad was building a studio, and the bricks that was on the outside of the house took all the bricks, threw in the car, and completely ruined the car and had to come tow it.
Oh,
you did so much damage with bricks
to
the car that they had to actually tow it away.
I slashed tires. I mean, open up the hood, you know, threw bricks in the sand, you know, cement into the engine. I mean, I just totaled the car.
You're still proud of it, though, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Of course you are.
It's one of those things that, like, after you're done, you didn't realize you had that much strength when the adrenaline's flowing. You're like, wow.
You're like, hey, look at me.
Look at my work.
I am powerful.
Hell yeah.
Or you scare yourself. Right. Or you're like, when it's all done and all the adrenaline's gone, you're like, oh, my God, did I just do that? Or you don't realize the power you have. Oh, my God, I was the person that just came up with the shrimp and the carpet idea.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
That's not me.
That's awesome, though.
The Bird Show.